Hoover's FBI by Deke DeLoach. The book is subtitled The Inside Story by Hoover's Trusted Lieutenant. This book bears a dedication to the eight, my wife Barbara and children, Barbie, Deke Jr., Tom, Teresa, Greg, Sharon, and Mark. Their love, affection, and many sacrifices have made the years spent in writing this book all worthwhile. Chapter 1. Hoover's FBI. Shortly after the death of President John Kennedy, I became the official FBI liaison to President Lyndon Johnson. I was given this assignment because of my position as third in command in the FBI, second only to Hoover's old friend, Clyde Tolson. Within a few months, I began to realize just how far LBJ was willing to go to use the FBI for his own political purposes. The 1964 Democratic Convention was to be held in Atlantic City, New Jersey, late in August of that year. Everyone knew that Lyndon Johnson would be the party's nominee, and that he would probably win the general election. As a consequence, the Bureau's prevailing philosophy was to please the president by helping him in every way possible within the legal limits of our mission. This was not unusual. Virtually every president since the founding of the Bureau has been able to count on a courteous and friendly hand from an agency that is, after all, under his command, through the Attorney General, and dependent on his favor. But Johnson, a man I admired then and now,